Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence. Come on, we're about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further. Amen. If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet right here. Somebody tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press
in your presence,
press in your presence,
behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole. I still believe. I will just lay at your feet. But I will be whole. I still believe. I will just praise at your feet.
Take my soul, 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 take my
tell him to take your heart, take your mind, take your soul. Take you. Just back into his presence. In spite of those situations that has caused you to be discouraged, press into his presence. Yes. I am excited tonight. There's a praise in my belly. You know, when you know beside God there is no other, and that he is your all in all, no matter what you go through, no matter how many pains and suffering and trials and tribulation that you go through, God is a rock. He's that rock that you can't turn. He's that rock that won't be moved, and we can depend on him. And that's why I want to encourage you tonight to press into his presence. There's no place like his presence. There's no place like the presence of God. Yes, I'm excited about it. I'll tell you, I am excited about it. I am excited about God. I'm excited about his presence. I'm excited about what he's doing. Even when the enemy appears to be achieving his goal, we know that he lose. We know that God win. We know that we win because we're on the winning side. You know, when you're going through trial and tribulation, when you're going through situations, I encourage you to praise God like never before. One of the most powerful weapons that we can use to the enemy to crush his skull is to praise him. Praise God in the midst of your trial. To praise God in the midst of your pain. To praise God in the midst of your circumstances. Yes, that's how you do it. Give God some praises. This is Prophetess Teresa, and I am standing in for Apostle Clark, Carlton Clark Richardson, for the Warfare Hour. And I'll tell you one thing, the word of God is going to go forth, and I just want you to join in with me. Ask God to stir your belly up tonight for praises. You know, I'm going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer, and then we're just going to go forth as the Holy Spirit lead us. Father, we thank you, Father, that we can come to you and you're always there. We can come to you, Lord God, and your ears are open unto us, Lord God. Father, we ask you right now that you would saturate our ear gates, Father. Saturate our minds, Lord God. Saturate our spirit, Lord God, with a fresh anointing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I ask you to just take authority over these lines, Lord God, over the Skype lines, Lord God, even, Lord God, in the midst, Father God, when the enemy is trying to stop the communication. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you'll bring forth a birthing in the name of Jesus. Father, allow your people who are called by your name to hear your voice, Lord God. Allow us, Lord God, to know that it's you without a doubt in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that the word of God shall go forth unhindered, unchecked, by no outside force, will be able to stop what you're doing in our lives. And Father, we thank you, Father, that we're stirred in our spirit because of you. In the name of Jesus, we say amen, amen. How many would like to see breakthroughs in some circumstances, breakthroughs in some situations, just breakthrough in our own Christian life, in our own Christian experience, in our life of faith, in those dry places, when it seemed to be that it's the ceiling is over your level of renewal? How many need some breakthroughs on this line? How many need some situations to change? Yes, you know, tonight I want to share with you about the breakthrough that's in the power of praise. Yes, there's breakthrough that's in the power of praises. You know, breakthroughs in our church and in our churches, corporate, express our praises and worship. When praise and worship go forth, and when there's a spirit that you're pressing into his presence, It's not shape, it's not form, and it's not fashion, but you're pressing into the presence of Almighty God. And there's none like him. And when you get in his presence, you just want to stay there. You just want to dwell there. You just want to stay there a while because the presence of God is so full of his peace, so full of his joy, so full of his power, so full of the anointing that caused the enemy to flee when we press into his presence. You know, truly, his presence is a more excellent way. Yes, so our breakthrough is going to come through our praise and our worship. Yes, we got to begin to dance before the Lord. We got to begin to sing to the Lord. We got to begin to sing with our heavenly language. Yes, we got to go deeper, deeper. Because in the presence of the Lord, there's the fullness of joy. And on his right hand, the word God says, forevermore. So tonight, we're going to be talking about the breakthrough that's in our praise. I'm going to encourage you to turn to, we're going to turn to Psalms. Let's turn to Psalm 71. Thank you, Jesus. 71 and 14. You know, it's something when enemies think that he got you backed up against the wall, and then you begin to dance your way out. You begin to praise your way out. You begin to sing your way out. You begin to cry your way out with joy. Let's see what the word says in Psalms 71 and 14. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. But I will hope continually. I won't lose hope. But I'll praise him anyway, and I won't stop praising him. That's what the word is saying. And yet praise thee more and more. So in the midst of the situation, you begin to praise him, not just more, but the word says more and more. I'm telling you, when the enemy think he got you backed up against the wall, that's the time when we need to praise him. That's the time when we need to push. Yes, that's the time when we need to push. Now let's read Psalms 150. And I hope you got your Bibles out. I'm telling you because the Word of God is my strength. Yes, because I understand that it is God himself, his personality, his character. It's his will for my life. So the Word of God is dear to me. Psalms 150, the Word of God says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him in his mighty acts. Praise him accordingly to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrels and dance. Praise him with the strings, instrument. Praise him in the organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You know, a lot of times we get in church, a lot of times we get in places, a lot of times we get in situations where our praises are just too quiet, where our praises are held within. You know, somebody's looking or somebody might think I'm crazy. I'm telling you, it's always appropriate time to praise God. It's always appropriate time to praise him. Praise him if you're here. Praise him if you're there. Praise him if you're done, if you've done this, if he's done this for you. Praise him if he have done that for you. Praise him if you can play any kind of instrument. Praise him if you can play a cymbal. Praise him. And finally, if you don't fall into any of these categories that I just read to you or said, praise him with your breath. Praise him while you can. Guess what? Because he's worthy. And I just read the scripture to you talking about praising ye the Lord. God wants us to praise him. You know, that battle started a long time ago when Lucifer wanted not to praise God, when he wanted to take God glory, when he wanted to be praised. So there's something about your praise. God inhabits our praise. You know, the Bible encourages us and exhort us and even command us to praise the Lord. What is praise? What is praise? Okay, some would say that's easy. Praise is the three fast courses we sing to start a meeting. And then worship is the three slow ones we sing after that. Is that right? Nope, that's not right. Did you realize, and I'm going to encourage you to keep your word out, but did you realize that in the New Testament, the word praise, the word worship, the word glory and honor, they're all translated from the same word in the Greek? Yes, that's true. The word is doxa, D-O-X-A, and its base meaning is glory. Now, how is the translation translated into praise? We're going to talk about that. You know, when you're going through some situations and you don't know what to do, when you're going through some situations and you feel like you can't praise God, you feel like, I've been praying, Lord, I've been waiting on your hand to move, what do I do? Do I back up and say, I'm just going to wait on the Lord? And there's nothing wrong with waiting on the Lord, don't get me wrong. But it's something wrong when we can't praise him. There's something wrong when we can't worship him. Is there any difference between praise and worship? Is it simply something that we do out of habit? Praise and worship, what's the difference? Worship is how we esteem God. It's the attitude of admiration in our hearts. It's a heart thing. We worship God in our heart. We can worship God without sound. We can worship him without saying a word. You ever start worshiping God and tears just start flowing, but not a sound coming out your mouth, but you're worshiping God? You can worship him. You can esteem him without a sound coming out of your mouth. But praise, however, is to articulate that adoring spirit in your heart toward your love for him. And when we praise God, we vent. We give vent and voice to our heart of worship. We let out the worship. That's our praise. When the worship on the inside begin to come up and it penetrates on the outside, that's our worship. We worship him in spirit and in truth. What does that mean? If we worship God in spirit, then the spirit man has to come outside of our bodies with our mouth. So what's in our spirit comes out of our mouth. So we begin to praise God. So worship has to do with elimination. Praise has to do with articulation. But they both of them together mean to esteem God, to commend him highly. But when the Bible tells us about praise him, it's calling us to give vent to the admiration that's in our heart for God. The worship can be silent, as I talked about, but praises is never silent. Because praises activate the kingdom. We have to open up our mouth and we praise him. But worship has to be for real. The worship has to be for real. We can't get into a praise, a true praise, unless our spirit is connected with our worship. So we got to have our spirit in meditation on how good God has been to us, how good God is for us, how good God is, period, in a nutshell, how good he is, how we adore him, how we love him. It's personal. Worship is personal. Where are you in your worship? Yes, we can shout out praises, but where are you in your worship? Where are you in your worship? When the Bible says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, that's our praise. Now, whether the song that's being played is slow or fast, or even if it's not a song at all, but perhaps a shout, or maybe even a hand clap, it's irrelevant if we don't have worship. We need to be in admiration of God. We can praise him, but we need to worship. We worship him. That's when the spirit starts lining up with the will of God, because now you're humbling yourself unto the mighty hand of God. You're letting him know that he is God. You're letting him know that you bow down before him, that you worship and adore him. Worship. Yes, worship. You know how you can worship something and you thinking about it, it's on the inside. You might not even say that you worship that thing. And God is such a jealous God. He said we should have no other God before him. But that worship that's on the inside will cause you to be in love with God. That's how it has to start. The turning has to start on the inside. The turning has to start on the inside so that the praises can come out. Those praises that have not been birthed from worship, God can't hear them. The worship has to produce the praise. So, if I'm praising silently, if I'm praising silently, how can I praise him silently? You can't. Now, you can be worshipful silently. You may even be adoring him silently. But praises, it require action. It require a voice. And what I want to tell you tonight is there is power in praises that's born from worship. There is power in lifting your voice in a song or a shout or a prayer of praise. Something happens. Something happens when we applaud and magnify God, and it's birthed from worship. When you begin to open your mouth and start praising God, I want you to stop And then I want you to begin to worship him from the inside. And then worship him from the inside for about 5 or 10 minutes. That's all it's going to take. And it might not even take you that long. Worship him from the inside. Start meditating on how he brought you through. Start meditating on how he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Start meditating on the goodness of God. Start meditating. And, you know, I'm just going to jump around a little bit in the Bible a little tonight to talk about a breakthrough praise. Now, here are four things that happen when we begin to praise the Lord. First, and I'm going to say firstly, praise secures God's manifest presence. It brings his presence. It will bring God's presence when we praise him, when those praises are born out of worship. Yes, I want to encourage you to read 2 Chronicles. We're going to read 2 Chronicles 5. And let's go to verse 13. 2 Chronicles, verse 5 and 13. And the word of God reads, "And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lift up their voice with the trumpet and the cymbals and the instrument of Mutzik and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. For then the house, Shatarabo Ramamakose, was filled." "Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister for the reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God." Listen. When the word talk about the praises were as one and made one sound, that oneness represent your worship, your praise, your spirit, all in one accord. Everything working together for the good of them that love the Lord. And the house was filled with his glory. Not partially filled, not halfway filled, but the house was filled with his glory. When we worship and praise God, and when the man of God got up to stand, he could not go forth because the atmosphere was set with the glory of God. The presence was there. The Spirit of God was there because he heard one voice, one sound, and it got his attention. When it says, so that the priest could not stand to minister by the reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. You know, I get excited about this because I understand the power of oneness, the power of unity, the power of the peace of God when we're working together, when we're doing this thing together, when it's not you going this way and I'm going that way. We're going all together now, single file, marching up the King's Highway together to produce the glory of God. Now, when was the last time that you saw the glory of God in such an awesome way that people were simply unable to proceed with the business as doing church as usual, doing the church stuff? When was the last time that the glory of God came in so strong that the ushers could not stand at the door? When was the glory of God so strong that every deacon was woke up but could not sleep? Okay, I ain't hating on the deacons. But when was the glory, have you seen the glory of God, that it was so strong that church stuff could not proceed? The last time that God took over the order of service, when? When have you saw that? When have you saw where it was not tradition, where it was not formalities that makes the word of God have no effect? When have you saw that? See, we don't get into praises and we don't get into worship. When you go to church, especially when you go to church, you do it all day. But when you in the house of the Lord, you go in and you enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And when you got thanksgiving, that's worship. Because guess what? It's on the inside. And when you coming in being thankful, that's worship that you're coming in with. Because you're happy about God's joy. Worship. Now, you know, I've been in those churches and in those meetings where, you know, and you get so hungry for them when you know the glory of God is there and you don't want to leave. It's like you've been in service and the glory was so strong that you could just stay there. You're going to stay there all night because you want to stay in his presence. You want to stay in his presence. And all the time that you're there, God is moving. And God has orchestrated that meeting. God has orchestrated that assignment. And you're right there in the midst of it. And his presence is so thick, there's an impartation taking place because you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing that can change the rest of your life. And I'm not talking about not preaching, by the way. I'm always giving primary place to the Word of God. I'm not trying to take away from the Word of God. But I'm praying for and expecting the glory of God in such a way that our songs that we have prepared on the list, that they get forgotten, that we forget the lyrics, that we don't remember those songs that we wrote down, and that even when the announcing clerk get up, that the announcements are completely left out, and the people can't read the newsletter, and the church run overtime and nobody cares. And the praises is electric. And the preaching is anointed. And the gift of the Spirit are just flowing. And no one knows quite what God is going to do next. See, the glory of God is in his house. We are the temple of God. And now, I can preach for God's glory to fill the temple, and we can pray for that, but there comes a time when we just gotta get a breakthrough. We just need a breakthrough. We've been praying for a long time. We've been believing God for a long time, but that breakthrough just haven't came. We've been decreeing it. We've been declaring it, but the breakthrough haven't came through. Now, in this passage that we read, talking about the coming of his Shekinah glory, God's manifested presence, That's a difference. God's manifested presence. What happened? God's manifested presence. It was manifested, and it was manifested because of our worship being able to birth our praises. It's linked up when people, everybody in the house is praising. Everybody is on the same wavelength of a praise. Do you know in Psalms 22, and then that's verse 3. God dwells in the praises of his people. Now, what does that mean? God dwells in the presence of his people. My God, if you're looking for God, he's going to dwell in the praises of his people. So when you praise God, when that's birthed up out of worship, praises has to be birthed out of worship. But when that praise is birthed out of worship, God will dwell in the praises of his people. And praises, it secures God's manifested presence. So the praises can birth out the manifested presence. And the manifested presence is his glory cloud. His Shekinah glory, where everything that's not like God begin to burn off of you. Everything that have hurt you begin to be healed. All that unforgiveness begin to fall off. Now you're free. Now you feel light. Now you feel like an eagle that you could just fly. Because you made a decision that you want to be in the presence. So you began to worship him. And that worship produced that praise. And that praise produced his presence. And now his manifested glory has fell fresh upon the people. My God, believe it or not, praises secures God's manifest presence. And secondly, praises secures victory. I'm going to talk about how praises will secure your victory, how praises will secure my victory. I'm going to ask you to turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 15 through, we're going to read to 22, I believe. Let's see. Yes, we're going to read to when Jehoshaphat versus Moab and Ammon. You know, I don't know how many of us know the story, but deliverance came in the midst of the story. And he said, heathen, ye, all Judea, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king Jehoshaphat, thou said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. Tomorrow you go down against them. Behold, they came up to the cliff of Zeel, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jezreel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Ha! Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judea and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judea and the inhabitation of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of Kohathites and the children of the Kohathites stood up to the praises of the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Now, what does that say? With a loud voice on high. Stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. They were supposed to be fighting, but God told them this is not your battle. So what did they use? They used praise. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoah. And they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judea, and ye inhabitant of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed, what did he do? He appointed singers unto the Lord, and that shall praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went before the army, and said, what did they say? "Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Verse 22, and they began to sing and praise, and the Lord set ambush against the children of Ammon and Moab and the Mount Sergar, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. What's in your praise? What is in your praise? No, you would think they would go and start packing. You would think that they would go and pick up some weapons. No, what did they do? They went and got some worshipers, some praisers, and they began to make a loud noise, scared the enemy so that he fleed. He was not only lost his focus. He was smitten. I'm talking about your praise. Victory is in your praise. Praise will secure your victory. And on this occasion, praise became the song of the supernatural. You know, we need victory in some areas of our life. We can talk about how good God is. We can believe all of that, but then we don't praise him. We don't worship him. Praises secures our victory. When enemy is picking on you, when enemy is in your face, begin to praise God. Begin to shout like those praisers did. Begin to decree and declare some things and believe it that is already done. It's in your praise. It becomes supernatural when you do it in the enemy's face. Because guess what? You let him know, I'm not going by what I see or think. I'm going by the word of God. There is victory in my praise. We need victory in some areas that we've been believing God for. Instead of focusing all the time on the situation, on that mountain, I want you to start to praise him. God inhabits our praise. And we're coming to a close, but I want to make these other two points real quick. I want you to read Psalms 149 and verses 6 through 9. You know, here we see the praises coupled with the declaration of the word, which binds up the enemy. See, the word will bind up the enemy. Words that bind the enemy in chains. Do you know that praises is so very good, that it's such a good way to resist the enemy, to resist the devil? You know, the Bible say, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know, the devil's most common method to attack us is to bring discouragement, to bring negativity, to bring despair and hopelessness. And he tried to bring these things in our lives so that we can be paralyzed within, to get our eyes off of God. And if that's what we want him to do, we'll let him. And he come into our lives, and he just want to stay there. He just want to be comfortable so we can miss God's best. And then we don't even know how to deal with the enemy. But I want you to begin to start praising the Lord in your enemy's face. Put your eyes back on the greatest of all, and that's God. And I want you to start declaring his praises in the enemy's face. Begin to sing, begin to shout of his love to you and his faithfulness and his goodness and his mighty powers. And then I want you to watch how the enemy will flee. His power of discouragement starts to get broke. His lie starts to die. He starts to disintegrate. And then once you have broken, crushed his head, you can say what? Hallelujah. Glory to God, because it's in your praise. Praise secure the victory. But you know what else? Thirdly, praise also secure and a burden. It will take the burden and make it unburdening, if that's a word, unburdening. Thank you, Jesus. Something that you could have been burdened about. In Isaiah 61 and 3, you know, there, and I'm going to let you read that, but I'm telling you, it's so much in the Word of God. Everything that we need is in the Word of God. And when you open up the Word of God, you ask him, Lord, give me revelation. Give me supernatural understanding so that I can get into this Word and I can eat this Word, and it'll be part of my DNA. And when I open my mouth up, it will permeate the people's ear gate, and they will be anointed because of you, because of your Word. Yes. Psalm 61 and 3. Praise the Lord. It reads, to appoint unto them that moan in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for moaning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that they might be, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old ways. They shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste city and the desolation of the many generations. You know, God want to do this thing for us. He'll lift up our burden. When I say unburdening, he will secure our praises, secure our unburdening. All right, God gave me that word, so I'm going to look it up when I finish and make sure it's a word. Thank you, Lord God. People, tonight, I want you to let go of that burden, that weight that's been weighing you down with that crushing load trying to make you feel tired all the time. You know, if you're living with a spirit of heaviness, and I'm not talking about some demonic spirit now, that's not what this verse means. It's your spirit that is heavy. A deposition of heaviness. Not the demons, not a demonic force, but it says the spirit of heaviness. Where your heart is just heavy. Your worship and your praise can break that. Did you ever think about a cartoon character? And you know what, I can't remember who it was, but somewhere he went there with a rain cloud over him. You know who I'm talking about. But he had this defeated attitude. I can't think who it was, but sometimes we begin to feel that way. But the Bible is telling us tonight to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Or, in other words, exchange that spirit of heaviness for praise. Mm-hmm. You can exchange it. And you can put on this on your praises. And, you know, I have sometimes felt very heavy, downcasted. But you know, and when you feel that way, it'd be like in the pits of your stomach. And sometimes it'd be fear or worry or stress or maybe just anxiety. But I've known that it is to keep me burdened. And I know how to get it up off of me. I'm telling you, your worship, birthing your praise, will do it every time. And I'm talking to somebody that needs to hear this tonight. And we're about to come to a close. The Bible is so true and it's so real. And when you have difficult hours and you're burdened about something or someone, and praises just feel like it's such a long way off, I want you to put on determination like David did. See, David knew, and he had that experience, that he had to stir himself up, that he had to encourage himself, that he had to bless the Lord. The word says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then what did he say? And all that is within me, bless his holy name. And you know, I just got to say this real quick. Today, the enemy attacked me today. But glory be to God. I know how to produce that praise out of my worship. But I want to thank the woman of God called me on the telephone the minute after the enemy tried to attack me. And the woman of God encouraged me. And I haven't had a chance to call her back, but I listened to the voicemail, and she began to pray. She began to praise, and she began to thank God on my behalf. And I'm telling you, it was that very moment that the enemy thought I would be discouraged. God had somebody praying. God put me on somebody's mind that would cause me to be encouraged. I'm encouraged tonight. Now, I was blessed to have the woman of God do pray for me and encourage me. And like I said, I haven't talked with her, but I heard that voicemail, and I want to let her know. I thank her for that. But I'm telling you, sometimes you just got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to say, Lord, I thank you. I choose to put on the garment of praise, and I choose to take off of this heaviness, the spirit of heaviness. You have the authority. You have the power. You have everything that you need to break and crush the enemy's head. This should be not a day go by that you're not feeling encouraged. Because right now, since you've heard this word, and you know that God is right there for you because he's living inside of you. Once you produce that praise, the word of God says what? He inhabits our praises, that he is in the midst of our praises. He's in our praises. I'm excited about it. I am excited about it. And I'm telling you tonight that if you're going through something and you don't know which way to turn, or you've been waiting on your breakthrough, get your breakthrough tonight. Get your praise on the inside. Get that worship on the inside to birth out some praises. Some praises that you never done before. Some worship that you never done before. I'm talking about to the level that you never done it before. That you begin to say, I'm going to crush the enemy head because I'm going to shout. I'm going to shout for the goodness of God. And the word says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall shout up, shout with wings of an eagle. You shall run and not faint, walk and not get weary. I'm telling you, we got so much to thank God for. And I'm going to put on just a little bit of this song because it blessed me. And I know it will bless you. And I don't know if you're in a place to just do a little praise for the Lord. Birth out some worship right now in the name of Jesus. And if you wait on the Lord, you'll get that breakthrough. If you wait on the Lord, your breakthrough will come. Stay in his presence until the breakthrough comes. Just say, I'm just going to dwell. I'm just going to stay here. I'm not going anywhere until it happens. And I've been waiting on you, Lord, to do this thing for me, but you've been waiting on me to produce
my
worship.
For those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
broadcast, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank you for wanting to hear the word of God, and I encourage you tonight, get in his presence. Burst some praises out of your worship. Yes, change the atmosphere. Change the atmosphere, and not only get your breakthrough, but everybody around you, when they see you dancing and praising God, no matter what you've been doing, no matter what it looks like, I want you to begin to dance and praise God with no shame in your game and create an atmosphere of praise. Because guess what? We got the enemy under our feet. And I'm just going to play just a little portion of that song. In closing, we're going to pray a prayer over everyone on the line, and I just want to pray that this word went to the depths of your soul, that you received it, and that your tomorrows will be better because of the word of God, having heard the word of God. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we can come and sit at your table, Father, and you feed us very well, Lord God. Father, I ask you right now that everyone on this line, Father God, Father, that they would not only begin to praise you, Father, that their praises would be birthed out of their worship, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that it's that worship, Father God, that you're looking for. I thank you, Father God, that it's the praises that run the enemy away, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that you would take this word, Lord God, and let it be on the ligaments of everyone on this line. Let it be on the tendons of everyone on this line. Let the blood-stained banner be up over us, Lord God. Let the blood of Jesus trickle down from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Let our bodies be made whole, Lord God. Let our minds be made whole, Lord God. Let our feet, Lord God, go in the straight and narrow way, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you, Father, because we know, Lord God, that when we encourage ourselves in the Lord, Father, that we can worship and we can praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Where Satan is a liar, he has no place in our homes. no place in our bodies, and I command you by the authority of Jesus Christ to flee right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that birth, the birthing of our praise have taken place tonight. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to God. Well, tonight, if you want to receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I encourage you to just repeat after me, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. Lord, I want to be part of you. I believe your son died, and I know that he did not stay dead. I want to be a part of the kingdom of God. It's just that simple. You ask him to forgive you. Tell him you believe God will receive you. It's that simple. And if you said that, go to our website, www.kingdombuildersinternational.org, or you can email me at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. I'll be more than happy to connect with you. If you don't have a Bible, we can order you an MP3 player. And we kind of backlogged on them, but we can still get them if you don't have a Bible. I want to encourage you tonight that you made the best choice of your life by accepting Christ to be your Lord and your Savior. Your life will change. Just begin to praise him. Begin to worship him. And begin to keep the enemy under your feet. Well, God bless you tonight. I love you with the love of God. And in ending, I just want you to know, we're going to close out with crushing the enemy head, putting him back under our feet where he belongs. He knows where he belongs, but God bless everyone. Be blessed with the music. And I'll see you on Saturday, same time, same place. God bless.